Welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, a podcast that takes you on a journey across Nigeria and Africa to explore the country and the continent's diverse and vibrant culture. Our esteemed guests will share their experiences and insights into the local tourism scene, from hidden gems to must-see attractions. So grab a cup of coffee and join us as we see the world with Ajala Nene. Whether you're planning a trip to Nigeria or Africa, or simply want to explore and experience the continent from the comfort of your own home, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's explore Nigeria and Africa together. Hiya! Sanu, welcome! This is the Wanderlust Wonder segment of See the World with Ajala Nene. And this is the section where we spotlight tourist destinations in Africa and way beyond. Our spotlight for today is Zumurrock. Zumurrock, often referred to as the gateway to Abuja, is a massive monolith located in Niger State with cultural and spiritual significance to the indigenous people. Its distinct appearance and size make it a noble natural landmark visible from miles and miles away, drawing tourists and photographers alike. This is definitely a picture-worthy destination. So hold on there as we introduce you to our guests for today. Hello everyone, Ekaabo Nosanu. And we're here again for another guest section from See the World with Ajala Nene. And with me here is one of my baby girls. One of my sweet baby girls. Get used to disturb me. Stress is plenty, but I still love her. Omotoke, let me call your full name. Ekaabo.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Eshegun.
Known as Alarika of Africa, Omotoke Fatoki is a dedicated tourism promoter and Travel Africa advocate. Her journey of backpacking across all 36 states in Nigeria has gained her numerous recognitions and awards, including being honored as Travel Blogger of the Year, Rising Star of Tourism in Africa, the Top 100 Tourism Promoter in Nigeria, and Tourism Personality of the Year. She recently explored 13 West African countries in 70 days. Yes, I watched that in life last year. She's also the founder of Impact Adventures Africa, an impact and SDGs-oriented travel community that uses travel to positively impact the lives of people and communities that she visits. Motoke.
Yes,
Alarika of Africa.
Number one. Yay!
Welcome aboard, number darling. Welcome.
It's so good.
All right,
to be
so
here.
Thanks, there. Thanks for being here, because I know it's not easy to. By the way, guys, you came all the way from Ibadan for me, so.
Anything for you.
Raise hands for me in the air.
Anything.
All right, so. How did you get here? Why the tourism space? What is the backstory? Tell us the story of how you got here.
First of all, I'll say God. Okay. Because every time they've asked me how did I get here, I just said, I don't know. I still can't remember what happened in 2017. I don't remember what happened in 2017, but fast forward to 2018. I'd woke up one day, maybe I was scrolling through Instagram aimlessly. I'm a very addicted person to mobile and the media. Okay. Like I was very, very invested. And I think I was schooling aimlessly in 2018, somewhere maybe February, March. And I'd come across two travelers at the time. Mm-hmm. I can't remember their names at first.
Okay.
So I just called, I think in March, April. I'd called my friend and I said, I think I want to start traveling.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have money in my account. I was a very broke undergraduate. I'd finished school in 2015. I tried different hustle down to 3 years after. So I didn't know what exactly I was doing. So when I said, I think I'm going to start traveling, yes, the world is thinking. Because there was no plan anywhere there. And my friend being my friend, Adewumi, shout out to him. Without him and God, I don't think we would have gotten this far. Mm-hmm. And he had been like, anything, my babe, I did for you. Anything you say you want to do. And I'm like, oh, yeah, now let's figure it out. Then I talked to another friend who we do fashion blogging together. I mean, I used to be a fashion blogger at some point. I mean, I don't understand it. So I reached out to him, how do Sammy? And I'm like, Sammy, I think I want to start traveling. So I'm like, yes, you can do it. And then he sent me with the very first person paid that he was in travel, which was the Ufoma. And her page was this blue. That was when she used to do this. And I'm like, then I told her, I would be like, these ones, they are not here. You see, yet. See, has everything fine. When I say travel, I don't mean say all this kind of one. And I called my friend again that day. I said, you know what, let's go to Lekki Conservation Center. And then he jumped up the bus with me. We entered bus, which they give all the way from Idimu. We should have got there, and then we went on the hike and everything. And I said, I think I want to do this. He was so scared. He couldn't climb. He couldn't go on the canopy walk. He was shaking. He was with me, but it was that was when I know that I'm
you
made die, for this.
Lioness.
So that was the first trip. And since then, I just said, okay, you know what? I mean, I'm from Ogun State, Abeokuta to be precise, and we have the most, you know, prestigious attraction right there. And I'm like, you know what? My secondary school days was in Abeokuta. I never went to the Olumo Rock.
Wow.
My university days was in Osun State. I never went to Ewing Jesha. And because I really do not like crowd, and most of those trips are like crowded, school excursion and things like that. So, like, you know, I'll go and start from there. And like I said, I'm a very social media person, and I would say social media played a great role on how I could sustain being in this industry. And then, you know, social media came up and like, oh, we like how you do your content. You're so real. You're so genuine. The authenticity, because I kept talking about the hood I came from. I mean, if you come from a demo, girls like me, I mean, with fine girl face like mine, would want to hide, you know, some part of that. But I'm like, this is where I came from. This is my hood. And then I think one time I'd gone to document places to visit around my area. At the time, we had nothing. It was just maybe one restaurant day, one beer parlor day, and all of those things. But like, I mean, this is what we have.
Yeah.
So I documented those, and that is where everything just went.
Wow.
And people are like, oh, we like it. We want to see more. I mean, I've been living in this area for long. I didn't even know we have a cinema. Hey, this. Okay, that's my job.
So you found that you've become like an influencer. Telling people, at least locally. Yeah, you were a local influencer. Is that where you started from now? Is
it because local champion?
You were a local champion. And I remember when I wanted to do my my tourism virtual summit.
Yeah.
And I was looking for some people who are going to do things in media, because I knew that tourism is all about showcasing, and people are doing a lot in digital marketing. I remember reaching out to you because I really saw what you were doing. You were just real. It's like, see this child that is being, this is a real human. You know, not that she went down and color, use one app to paint and make it look good. You were so real. And I love that I saw the organic growth of your Instagram. Because by then, a lot of people are using bots, all those robots to build their stuff. But I could see that you were organically actually growing. Your Instagram. And it was really nice to see. I was like, this one is definitely not using money. She's not using bots and all that. So this is my next question. Why did you now decide to do the 30-60? By the way, you lived my dream. Thank you. I'm still going to do my own.
Definitely. It's never too late.
You were going to do my own. So you went to 36 states in Nigeria. Yeah. I think it took you about how many years? 2-3 years?
No, just a year.
Just a year.
A year and a month later
to do it. What inspired you to do that? And share your journey of how the thing was before, during, and after.
Like I said earlier, the media played a great role. It's one thing to have a passion to do something. It's another thing to have support.
Yeah,
it's another thing to feel the love and the community. When I started, what's the quiet Jesus have mercy?
Don't worry, you're free. Where's my tissue?
Sometimes you live in this moment, you just be like, whew, I've come so far.
that's the aim. I want you all to see what you're doing. I didn't spotlight you guys last year for spotlighting sake. I took painstakingly two months to look at what you guys are doing, look for your bio so I could show evidence.
Yeah.
So this is just a step up to that. So you will come and share your journey. I better you actually listen to what you're saying. I made sense, so I haven't tried. Oh yeah, so answer my question.
So during the beginning, after doing all those trips, we decided to start doing states. Mm-hmm. I went back to Abeokuta. I'd called my friend Tosin. I still remember everybody that played a very great role in that journey. Like the very first person I reached out to the next leading person.
Yeah.
We got to Abeokuta. She had come on board. We went to the Luma Rock together. And she was like, oh, this is nice. And I'm like, oh, yes, I'm going to do this. Then the next day, I packed my bag. I went to Oshun, Ibadan. And, you know, I kept on going. And then I was enjoying it. I was enjoying it myself. It kept me occupied at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And also...
Did you have a job then?
I was jobless.
Okay.
God bless my father, so I was very jobless.
So how sorry to cut you guys, I want people to get the perspective right. Because when people say about travel, they think you must have plenty of money to travel. So how are you funding these trips?
My best friend again, Adewumi,
God bless you.
We have put money together. I'd call him and then they'd be like, how much do you need? And I'm like, well, I have 5K, do you have 2K? And then be like, okay, no worries, I'll find 2K and give you.
Mm.
And then I'll add it to the 5K. At the time, I came from a very, let's go back to my background a bit. I came from a very comfortable at some point. Right, because I tell people then that I didn't lack financially growing up. Like, it wasn't like money, but my dad made sure that we had food to eat and we had good education.
Yeah.
But excess, not really.
Mm.
But after then, I think immediately after my service, my dad had a stroke.
Oh.
And it took a lot of everything that we had at the point. So most of us that graduated after some of my other brother had to start from scratch. Like, there was no handouts.
Yeah.
So because of that, it was quite tight. It was a bit hard. So my friend Wumi would have, you know, put 5,000 together, 2,000 together. I had businesses. I sell clothes on social media. I'm part of all these online vendors. Before Udi, I used to go to Balogu Market.
Hey, whoa.
I would look for pictures online, put it on Instagram. Then they will not order. I will not go to Balogu Market. You will not get it. You will not be looking for the clothes. You will not see it.
Alarika.
One time, I had to go and deliver clothes at Odoguyo Ikorodu. I left Lagos Island by 2 p.m. going to Odoguyo Ikorodu. I think it was like 6 p.m. I didn't get back to my house till like 11. Hold on, Shano.
Please, how do you make profit from that hustle?
That guy turned out to be one of my biggest clients at the time. Every time he just tells about the has one, and then just be like, oh, I want this, and then I'll be like 60k, be like, don't worry, bring it. And I'm like, that's good.
And then you have bought it for like how much?
So I still have this small change coming, this different houses. So when doing that journey, at some point when I now finally decide that this is what I want to do, it took a lot to sustain it, because to travel is also to have money.
Yes.
Whether budget, whether luxury, whether mead, you still have to have something pushing it.
Yes.
I'd borrowed money from online borrowing apps, platforms.
Wow.
Yes, I think I read a story one time. I had to borrow from one app, then before this app elapsed, I'll borrow from this one, and then put this one, and put. I was paying excess money just to, you know, get myself on the road. But at some point, I think after I did a chasing waterfall adventure, and when I did that, and then they all support started coming in, and then I launched my travel merch, and I'm like, you know what, instead of me trying to borrow money, let me just sell this merch. So I think I was having a conversation with my friend. I think at the time I'd done 10 states.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know what, why don't we just do the whole 86?
So it was your friend that inspired you?
No, it was me at that point, because we're done. You know, when you have that conversation and then just click.
Just click with that light bulb.
What if we now do 36 states? How will it feel? And then I'm like, okay, you know what, let's do this. So I launched a travel merch, and people would buy. They would find out who was the person that, you know,
inspired
one of the
you.
People that inspired my trip came out. You know, she supported. She sent me money at some point.
Oh.
She bought my merch. Oh. It was so good. I shout out to her also. She
shout out to you, former.
She's my mentor in the travel space. I'm seeing, you know,
she's getting there.
Get there. So I had people come on board and then started supporting and started sharing. Everybody, like a lot of people, were part of my journey. A lot of people, a whole lot, a community, a stronghold. I mean, then we just said to the 6 year old, like, how can I help? What do I do? How do I support you and stuff like that? I mean, I was the one on the road. It was, It was a lot.
We used to watch your live Instagram story.
But behind the scene where, you know, people were also like sharing me on it, it takes the support. People will say, I like what you're doing. People would message me and say, oh, because of you, I'm going to serve in Kano. Yeah. Or because of you, I'm going to finally go to, you know, Jigawa and see my friends. And because of that begins to like inspire me to do more. And then there's this narrative with the Nigerian space of how you can travel Nigeria, how unsafe it is to explore Nigeria, how the Northerners and the old tribalism thing going on. And then I just felt to experience it myself, not just sit in the comfort of my room and typing and being a keyboard warrior and stuff like that. I wanted to go experience it myself. And because of the few places I've been to, I've seen how accepting people are, how welcoming I have been, like they've accepted me. And I'm like, these people don't know me from anywhere. I just call and then they'll be like, oh, if you're in my state, let me know, I'll host you. Or if you're in my city, let me know, I'll host you. And I'm like, how can we say that we are divided when a total stranger can take me in, not knowing me and without no reward and an expectation in sight? I mean, it was, I'm like, okay, you know what? I have to do the places that people least expected. I have to go to the north, the core north. I have to see what it is like there.
The place that you went to in the north was Jigawa. Where is the rice plantation?
Oh, that's Taraba.
Oh my God, I have to go there.
Yeah.
Then you guys now did something for me.
It's tea plantation.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
if you didn't tell anyone, they'll think I was Mexican. No,
that's the biggest tea plantation in Africa. West Africa, I guess.
Wow.
The biggest one.
Wow.
Yes. I think that we had a lot.
That was your last destination, or was
no, 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 no. It was on the last leg, but they're like far enough.
Yeah.
That's like the end.
Yeah,
the end enough. I think my last date was Kebbi. Kebbi is like the end of the journey. At that moment, I'm just like, you know what? We are going back home. In short, that journey, I took 4 p.m. bus from Kebbi to Lagos. 4 p.m.
And did you get Lagos?
The next day night. And there was also robbery of everything. I mean, that's a story. But yeah,
that's a story. Now, please, we will see the Instagram. Oh my gosh, Tokyo went to here. Oh, you should have more than nice, nice. What were the challenges? Can you share like 3 or 4 challenges you went through just trying to do that journey? Like if somebody like me now comes and says, okay, I'm ready to go on this, my 36th journey. I want to do forever. What are your advice? What would you say will be the challenges? Because you did have challenges.
They are personal challenges.
Okay.
Which I think limits some part of my exploration or the things I could afford on the trip.
Okay.
So financial was one of it.
Okay.
Because I think it was the major. Because I feel like if I'd had like enough money at some point, maybe I wouldn't have taken that targeted bus that I saw.
That you saw, yeah.
And I could have taken a more convenient one, and which would have made the trip more, you know,
comfortable
and ease and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So if you have money, then that wouldn't be a problem because
what would your advice be for someone who wants to take this kind of trip?
I'll say,
when it comes to finances,
I'll say save up and give it time. Plan ahead of time. I'm not a planner.
No, you're not. Okay, well, that's what I'm going to say. Hello. If I'm not going to say hello, you say, I
am not a planner. I keep saying this thing that even if it takes me 1 year to plan something, most of the things will start falling in place in 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So why am I stressing myself? So sometimes it's just like, what will be for me. So taking a long time.
I think that's because it's your temperament. Someone like me, I will plan. I'll be planning since like
I've been seeing the location. Kini Kokri, I'm like, Ajalan, and then calm down. It's just like about 9 months to go.
My dear, I have to put it to your faces. You cannot say, I did not see.
So that's one. Okay. I think the other one would be accessibility of attractions, today attractions, accessibility of roads at some point, because most of the Nigerian attractions, God please help my country, needs the development, needs the structured. So most of them are not structured. I mean, I remember going to a waterfall and I was practically walking inside bush without paths, with the hope that I'm going to get there one way or the other. I remember going to some of these attractions and you see that there was a plan, but then again, it's not existing anymore. And I think accessibility is also going to be a problem because at some point you ask yourself, who sent me? You understand? Even if you have the money, some part of these attractions will frustrate you, because you'll be like, I should just pack my bag and just go back home. What am I doing here? I think that also was one of the challenges, one of the greatest challenges. Language at some point was not like necessarily it, because yes, there was language barrier, because I always speak Yoruba and English and I mean, that is not the majority speaking language in Nigeria. I mean, the educated ones, but if you get to the core north, people really do not speak English. And when it gets the core south, so at the point in the north, I just have to please find a bike man that can at least say hello and hi, so that I can use Google Map to do the rest.
God bless Google
At least if you can talk about money and then talk a high, and then you can hear it later, and then language, but to a major extent you can still do it, and you know, do it well without it. So
it would be good. Were you able to get at least a local that could speak English that maybe you could just ask to guide you
through? Oh yes. I always have one, because my brother, again, shout out to Anu Luakbo.
Hey big bro, thank you for your support.
He was in the military, and because of their service, they have a community of people, barracks across the state, across the country. So he would just look for one of his colleagues here and then say, okay, they go Kaduna barracks. If you don't reach Kaduna, if you carry your car, they go barracks, just ask for this person. Or if you don't reach they call a menu goon, just fine. So I stayed in the barracks a lot.
Shout
during
out
my
to your
trip.
Brother.
So
that's
yes,
so nice.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, he has abandoned me, but tell him to come back.
I look for him.
Tell him to come back. Yeah. So.
All right, so basically, let's go to your Impact Initiative, right?
Yeah.
What made you start? I remember the first time you did this, and you asked us to help you raise money to, I think it was a school. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Your Impact Adventures Africa. You've been doing this for a while, but it wasn't a thing then. It was just that you were, anytime you go somewhere, you're like, okay, I want to do this, help them with water, help them with school. What made you start that? Why did you add this sustainable tourism aspect in it?
I think the one night I was sleeping, and then it was the middle of the night, I think about 2 a.m. This is just recent. I'm just going to use as a backstory. Okay. Because it just hit me. I was sleeping 2 a.m. and then my mind was just like, I'm just a young girl who had found her voice and purpose through travel.
Yeah.
And I had to write it down, because I feel like that was going to be my word going forward. But I've always been someone who like to give.
Okay.
Maybe gift my friends, maybe money, buy food, general things. You know, I've always been very big on giving by the roadside when I have money.
Is it something you grew up with, or is it just something that you do?
My dad is a giver.
Okay.
My dad is a giver. My dad would, you know, sacrifice himself to make sure that he's relatives, is people, everybody is comfortable. My dad was a big giver. I remember when we were in school, my daddy received salary like this. My other brother was working with my father, so whenever he received salary, he would call us in school, daddy needs a salary, call him.
because family members will come and collect. So come
and you know that that season is the best time to say, daddy, I want to buy textbook. I want to buy text and, you know, book. And, you know, if you put it together, it is text, it's different things. My dad was a giver, may God rest his soul. Yes, and I think I picked that from him a little. So every time I just like to give. When I started traveling, because I know where I'm coming from, and I know how hard it could be for people in that vicinity, I think my dad tried for us with education.
Like,
he tried.
Okay,
he tried for us with education. It was a very, because he didn't have the opportunity himself, so he wants to make sure his children like sound and stuff. And I have really brilliant brothers and sisters, so I had no choice.
you had to talk to them, like, I cannot pay.
I had no choice. I mean, so the impact started from that little thing. So I think in 2018, that was where he first started. I had planned to go to Makoko. And I've seen a lot of people go to Makoko, take pictures and come back, you know, tourism people. And I'm like, Makoko is also like an island, like Gambia in Cotonou. Yeah. But the difference there is, I think Gambia is still more structured and neater than Makoko. And you don't see them marketing Gambier as a slum.
Like a slum. But it is a slum.
It is, but you don't see them marketing as a slum. They call it the Venice of, you know, Africa. They package it well, that if you get there, it's more exciting. The waters are a bit clean and all. So, but when I wanted to go there, I've seen a lot of this packages with Makoko. People go in there taking pictures, come back and tell one part of the story and everything. It's okay. Me, I don't want to go there like that. So if you want to go to Makoko, because a lot of people want to go to Makoko to go and see, you know, the floating village and
was
everything.
Was that your first tour package, the Makoko?
Yes, that was the one. That was the one I call people on the gym. They're like, everybody, come. Bring clothes, bring food, bring everything. We are going. And then I think it was interesting. I think about 10 or 11 people showed up.
Yeah.
Everybody came up. And then we went. And we shared food. It was fun. Yeah. And they would be like, oh, when do we do this again? So during that period was when I met a friend, a very good friend of mine, Tito Ibadi. And she said, oh, you're doing what I love to do. I've always wanted to, you know, I have a charity. I've always been looking for someone to be trusted on here in Nigeria. Yeah. I want to do this. And she had a big dream. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want to be a CEO of anything. Yep. I don't want to be anything. I'm just the girl on the field. Tell me your dreams. Let's put it together, and I'm ready to, you know, put it together. And then other people came on board. We started a charity organization called Purpose Foundation, and then we went back to Makoko. We had a very big party in December. That same December 2018.
I remember that.
We had a very big party, and then we had kids. We adopted kids from primary to. From nursery to their university days. I think I have graduates now. So I'm in GSS now. So that was how it started, and I love being on the field. I love being, because travel was what brought that up. Because of my travel, I get to see these things firsthand. I get to experience people's challenges or how people are living the standard of, you know, lifestyle in this place. And I feel like, you know, people can get help with my audience, with my voice,
your community,
then I should use it. So I think
that's when you started.
That was how
all this started.
Everything started. And then I felt like, you know what, there are a lot of people in the tourism space too that have tour operators, tour agencies and stuff, all of them like that. So let's come together, let's do your CSR. All I have to do is just say, oh, I'm going to go to the field, I'm going to do the research. All you have to do is bring the funding, bring your audience, and let's make impact. And then I've worked with, you know, Abuja City Tories, Nigeria Tourism Lovers, Frizu in Jos. We've come together, and as tour operators and tour guys at the heart, we put resources and money together, and we're giving back. We've done with Purpose Foundation, we've built schools, we've done clean water with Impact Adventurers. We have like 40 kids in school that we're sponsoring now. We've done, you know, painting schools. We paint at least 3 schools at this point. I mean,
you're making me almost want to cheer up because I've watched how you've grown and I love the way you've been able to impact people with your travel and tourism, and that's very beautiful to watch.
Thank you.
All right. I hope as you're listening to yourself talking, you're proud of me. That's the whole plan. All right. So I know you have another trip coming up.
Yep.
This girl, every year she's always saying, she wanted to do one, that local government one you wanted to do. I was really looking forward to that, but I know COVID stopped that.
Yeah, we did Kwara State. We did all the regions in Kwara State.
Local government. All local government.
Yeah, I think before then I'd done 500 plus local government. We were traveling 36 states. Okay. So I just wanted to like elaborate on that and then alight for impact.
How many local governments do we have again?
774. 774 movement. The thing about plans and ideas is sometimes you have a lot of them and then you want to kickstart them. But I think with Impact Adventurers, I have the more leverage to do that now because now it's structured. Now
I can say, okay, giving back. I can see
the results immediately.
So the way you want to do right now, I know it's from Nigeria to Namibia, guys. She wants to go from Nigeria to Namibia and is on the road. This was not that she's going to be anywhere. So why did you decide to do that? What's this one called? Nigeria to Namibia, that's what it's called, right?
Yes.
Why did you decide to do this and what's the aim?
In the beginning, I used to have aim for things.
Yeah, but now this one, I'm sure you have aim for this one.
Yeah. So in the beginning, I'd had a brother a mutual friend of ours, Miss Joseph Kafunda. We had met at we had met at Pine Awards, and we were both a nominee and an award winner for that day. And then I'd be like, oh, so when are you coming to Namibia? So make her come Namibia. And he said yes. And I'm like, oh yeah, no, I'm coming to Namibia. Okay. And then we met again in January, and I'm like, you know what? I think I'm coming to Namibia. And he said, no problem, you have a home. I'm like, but this time I think I'm going to do it by road. That was how I had the first idea.
And I know Emeka, he would definitely encourage that.
And then I was like, oh, Emeka, should I follow you? Can I follow you? Like, and like, it's solo road trip, because I'm going to be starting from Nigeria and it's going to be like across.
How many countries are you planning to go through?
Well, right now I have 15 on the list, but there are some countries I would like to touch.
Okay, so it may increase.
So it may increase depending on, you know, the road. Hopefully it's easy.
I think what I like about this too is that you're taking your impact adventure to it.
Yeah, so when I had the idea with my West African trip, I started talking about the borderless Africa. I started highlighting some of the issues, you know, with traveling borders and challenges and stuff. I think that I want to do this to go out of my comfort zone, because Africa, like West Africa, is my comfort zone, because they have like visa free countries and stuff like that, and I can also always easily find my way around. So I think I want to stretch myself a little bit more to the further borders, where I have to do extra to get in, the visa procedure, the protocols, you know, as a Nigerian, as an African traveling within African, and I want to go there by road, because I want to travel to every countries in the world by road first. Like, I want to get into every country by road first. It's part of my life goal. Even if I have to do it till I'm 70, I really do not mind. I really do not mind, but I want to get to every country first by road. And when I started this, I'm like, you know what? Since I started Impact Adventures, I'm always big at doing impact. Actually, even my West African trip, although it was like low key, I'd donated to some schools, I'd given for my personal funds, I'd buy food for strangers, I'd make sure that, you know, one person at least smiled for meeting me on a day. I wanted to do it in a way that Impact Adventure comes along and we are able to do a more profound project. Hopefully, you know, Paint a School is part of one of my initiative. Hopefully can paint some of schools, maybe in somewhere in the downtown Rwanda or somewhere in, you know, Uganda, something to give up. And I know that Congo also is going through a lot at this point. I'm hoping that, you know, with this trip we can highlight some of the challenges some of these countries are going through, and also giving back to these communities. I really want to, you know, give back and make it more, not just, you know, a give back, a sustainable giving back. That's the word. I'm big on SDG4.
When you come back some years,
or we can have a maintenance, a growth process to another part. So,
by the way, guys, I know she doesn't like this, but we're going to be raising funds for her for this. And I've volunteered to be one of our fundraisers. So I'm hoping by the time this episode comes out, she's still on the road, so that you people will be funny. So she's saying that she does not want. I'm not letting people know about it. We and her team are working on that. It's bigger than you, okay?
Yeah.
In fact, it's not about you anymore. It's about the way you are, what you have is giving back to people. So whether you like it or not, you have to fundraise. I got your back.
I mean, give back to people. Giving back is, I'm very huge on giving back. It's something you've always been doing,
even from day
one. I'm very big on giving back. So I really do not mind. Thank you so much. I really do not mind so far it's going through a purpose.
I'll put it out there. Please. All right, as we wrap this up, three things about you people don't know.
Three things about me people do not know. Okay. I don't know.
You know you like Gary, so don't mention that one. Ijebu Gary, that's a
thing. Three things about me people do not know. I have siblings. Okay, let's do that. I have siblings. Okay. I don't have close siblings. Does that make sense?
Okay.
The only daughter between my dad and my mom, and then I have plenty of siblings.
Half siblings.
Okay. I have.
So that means you're the only child of your parents. Of your mom and your dad.
Of my mom and my father. The two both of them.
And you know, nobody will know, because the way you always talk about my brother, my sister, my everything.
Because I have plenty. Yeah, people really do not know. Number two is, I want to get married one day. I think people don't really know that.
So you want to marry? Sorry guys, I'm so sorry. I don't think she wants to marry.
I think people do not know that.
To be a rich auntie vibes. Because all my siblings have children. I don't know, you want to marry? Okay.
I think people do not know that. I remember a sister still messaged me and said, Toke, in this your travel, please.
Find the husband. Maybe it's an African like, brother.
I'm trying, you know.
I talked to Brother Joseph.
Did you find the uncle for me?
The Bibian husband. You want to marry? That's nice to know.
And one other thing that people do not also know is that I want to travel to every country in the world by road.
Every country by road. But you know, I suppose you have to cross water, Sha.
Yes, water, land, surprises.
But not
land,
air.
Not air.
Train, Unko.
Train, water.
As on the Sha road.
The fire Sha in the land. In the land space. Not on the full space.
And may, as from your lips to God's ears.
Amen. Amen.
All right, so let's wrap this up. What advice do you have for those coming in, those of us already inside, and our elders in the tourism space?
One advice I would say is that let your passion be bigger than your reward. I don't know how to put that well. If your passion is not stronger than what you think you should be expecting or getting, you will lose focus of why you're actually doing what you're doing.
Okay.
So if you start with the aim of, oh, I want to start so I can be an influencer, I can be big, I can get paid gigs, I can get it. I mean, those are beautiful things. There are rewards that come international with that. But make sure that your passion is bigger than that, so that when all those accolades is not coming in, you will not be discouraged. You keep going, you keep striving to be better, to do bigger, and to, you know, be a source of inspiration to other people. I think that is one thing that's kept me going, my passion to really, really want to outdo myself every time I want to do something else, something next. So make sure that your passion is very big. Make sure that you have a very big heart. It's going to be challenging. You're going to face a lot of woodblocks. And sometimes you ask yourself, why am I doing this?
Who sent me a message?
You know your why. Know your why, and make sure that your why is as important as the 10 years of your life, 15 years of your life, so that by the time you're old and gray, you sit down and you're talking to your children, you're like, this is what I wanted to do.
And I did it.
So make sure that you have that. Make sure you have the passion for it. Make sure you have the fire in you. For the older generation, I'll say the people that paved ways for us, I want to say thank you. There's a lot of them. You're one of them. The Gogi Africa, one of them. There's a lot in the tourism space that paved ways, that did. Bilawo Feso, well done. Well done. You're doing amazing. For the people that paved way for us, thank you so much. And I think now is the time that you collaborate with more.
Yes. More collaboration with the younger ones.
You know, ask us questions. What are you doing? What do you need? We know you have this contact over the years. You've built them. We know you have these questions and things that you also want answers to. We know you also have the dreams that you wish. Oh, when you were younger, I wish I could have done this. Let us, you know, take that up for you. Let us help you achieve that. I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, it's be like, oh, if I want to say, okay, because of Ajala Nene wanted to do, you know, this podcast. And Ajahnale now brought us on this podcast. It doesn't matter who was in the faithful forefront. It's Ajahnale's idea. It's Ajahnale's dream. And we are here to also make sure that Ajahnale's dream is coming to fruition. So talk to us. Let us collaborate. Let us partner. Let us bring your childhood dreams and your aspirations back to life. Again, to everybody who has been part of my journey, thank you. I want to shout out to my friend Remy Abuja Sudutoris. I think that she needs more recognition in this industry. Okay. I'm talking to you.
I know. I'm ready to enter my dream. Man, this year, you have to follow this person. Don't want to come to you people.
I'm talking to you. And I think that sometimes you're doing amazing, to be honest, but I think sometimes more of these attention is in the south and the southwest. We want you to also look into the north. We want you to look wider than, you know, just the space that we're comfortable with. We have people in Jigawa that are doing amazing work. We have people in Jos that are putting in the effort and to also enlighten those parts. We have the Bauchi guys also doing so much. So I would want us to also, you know, to alight more people, more youth, more tourism pioneers in order, you know, space, so that we can all come together and not say like, oh, the Southwest are getting the attention, what's happening
about
with the horse? So I want us to be a very big home, a very big family, so that, you know, by the time the Nigeria is ready to, you know, appreciate
and
as a tourism space, the community is strong.
Yeah.
We are not divided. The home is already built. And I think that is going to help us moving forward. And to be honest, I'm just super happy and grateful to be here. Thank you for having me. I'm sorry for
No, don't worry. Don't apologize. No, you're my baby girl. Time. I know. It's fine. I need to go ahead. That's yes. A good one.
Yesterday, I said I'm going to visit. When that boss boy, I said, Baba, Mama, Deco. I was going to Lagos.
She's boss. Come all the way from Ibadan to come here just for this podcast. And I am highly honored. I just want to say well done.
Thank you, man.
Right? Sometimes I wish I could do more for you, but I know sometimes I'm constrained. I'm like, nah, the little I can do for this young girl, I will do. And I'm very proud of where you've come from. I've seen your journey. So you just had to be, you just had to make that list. And you just had to be here. Not because people have been shouting your glory, but because I have seen it. I have followed you. Just keep it up. I wish you all the best with the Nigeria to Namibia. You know I'm part of your team. I'm here for you.
Prayer warrior one.
My sister, I pray for you. All right. Thank you so much for being here, Toke. I really appreciate you guys. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening and see you at the next edition. And with that, we conclude our journey across Nigeria and Africa on See the World with Ajala Nene. We hope you enjoyed exploring this journey with us and that you feel inspired to discover its unique beauty for yourself. Thank you for listening. For your feedback and comment, feel free to hit us up across our socials at See the World with Ajala Nene, and you can find me personally at Ajala Nene on Instagram. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. Your journey and your adventure awaits you.